Harper Business and Harper Audio present How Big Tech Barons Smash Innovation and How to Strike Back by Ariel Ezrachi and Maurice E. Stuckey. Read by Scott R. Pollack. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to harpercollins.com/pagers/How Big Tech Barons Smash Innovation. It contains tables, charts, and notes on the text and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. To Miriam and Elizabeth. Introduction. Any navigator knows a basic rule. A small degree error, insignificant in a short voyage, will increase the longer one travels. It's known as the 1 in 60 rule of thumb. A 1-degree error in navigation will lead a pilot 1 mile away from her destination for every 60 miles of travel. Many airplane crashes, sailing accidents, and maritime mishaps have arisen from a seemingly insignificant drift off course. What does the 1 in 60 rule have to do with innovation in the digital economy? In many ways, it helps illustrate how seemingly insignificant flaws in past assumptions and policies have led us off course. It helps us appreciate the impact and actual costs of past economic and industrial policies that failed to adapt to the changing dynamics of competition and innovation in the digital age. A slow-moving tanker ship has ample opportunities to correct the navigation error, but as speed increases, it is harder to fix quickly. Suppose you are on the X-43 jet traveling at 6,598 miles per hour, and you are off course by just 1 degree. In that case, you will stray over 100 miles away from your destination in the first hour alone. And in the digital economy, we are traveling at supersonic speed, with more significant degrees of error. In late 2017, the European Commission asked us to research innovation in the digital economy. Our earlier work, including virtual competition, raised the concern of policymakers around the world as we uncovered several significant risks of the digital economy that affect price, quality, and consumer well-being. But on innovation, we, like many others, were optimistic. At first, we didn't think we were off course. But as we dug into the data over the next few years, we found multiple fallacies about innovation in the digital economy. Our counterintuitive findings were unsettling. After submitting our report to European policymakers, we wondered if our report was collecting dust on some desk. But we began getting calls from other policymakers who had seen our report, and they too had similar concerns. That led to more unsettling truths. We intuitively know something is amiss. Lots of us, as surveys reveal, are concerned about corporate power in many markets, including in the digital economy. But seemingly, people still believe, as we initially did, that innovation has been unaffected. It remains synonymous with the online economy. Indeed, as the COVID-19 pandemic showed, we can do more online, from social interactions to work, from shopping to learning. But as we increasingly go online to socialize or shop, we instinctively understand that many of these innovations have a dark side, whether to our privacy, well-being, or autonomy. The heady tech utopia of the 1990s now seems a dystopia, where many devices, apps, and services come from digital ecosystems controlled by a few powerful firms, whom we call the tech barons. Think, for example, of Alphabet, Google, Apple, Meta, Facebook, Amazon, and Microsoft. GAFAM for short. These tech barons not only govern the competition within their tightly controlled ecosystems, but they also determine the nature of innovation that makes it to the market. And to protect their interest, they make sure to only advance and allow innovation that does not disrupt their business models and profits. This puts companies, consumers, and innovators in a tough spot. Why? Because the digital economy is central in our modern world. We now spend a lot more time online, and for many companies, that means if they don't have a significant online presence, they might as well not exist. Competing means more than being on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?